this is the best thing.
Well, I would say that this is referring to someone who's attained love of Godhead. But even Prabhupada, he did take into consideration time and circumstances. He must have come down to the Madhyamadikari platform in order to have found his way from Butler to Riverside and then down to Lower East Side and to Tompkins Square Park. Why did he go to Tompkins Square Park? Why he couldn't have just sat on the pavement? Because he must have heard that young people gathered there and the park was nice. And he took a drum, Moroccan drum, and he played the drum. And the young people came. So, although Prabhupada had love of Godhead, because he was a preacher, then he had to make distinctions where to chant, who to chant to, when to chant. Where someone who would be completely on the level of love of God would be beyond any consideration. But Prabhupada, he did encourage us to go out on the main streets of the city. He gave us the clothes to wear, saffron robes, white robes, sikha, flag, tilak. These are all public displays which we're trained to show. So that it has an effect on the public. Whereas someone like Judd Barat, or Rishabdai, they were just rolling in their own stool, and and they were completely beyond any public, you know, social avidut. But Prabhupada didn't start a movement of avidutes, although it may look like it.
Why Prabhupada said, my desire was never to attract the audience, he said.
He started in a humble way, tried to please his Guru Maharaj.
So that's our also attitude, you know. You can do anything. If you want to please Krishna, then of course you dance nice, you know, jump like idiot. You know, you'll be considerate to do best, and then, you know, it's not like, you know, do any damn thing, you know, without even connection with Krishna. Of course, it will be create disturbance.
But then, when I was reading Vyasa's book, when the roadshow got invited to be trained up, Vishnujan started this roadshow, and it was very nice. They had Radha Damodara, and many devotees were traveling in buses. And then this guy came from Broadway, Hollywood, or somewhere, Hollywood, and said, "You guys are really good. Please, we can make a show out of you." And so they started to practice and rehearse. And then Prabhupada heard about it. He said, "We're not professionals, you know, we're not here to make a public show like Broadway." And because the guy from who was trying to train up the devotees in New York, he said, "We don't want Radha Damodar deities. They won't attract the public. They won't be good for the public. So do away with Radha Damodara." So when Vishnujan heard this, he said, "Okay, I'm quitting. I'm taking Radha Damodara." He took Radha Damodara, put them in a bus, and drove off. And then Sudama, who formerly was a professional dancer, he took over the role of Vishnujan, and then eventually Prabhupada just stopped the whole thing. He didn't like it, us to go too professional.
It's funny, they did one show for his friends. You read that? This is first part of Radha.
Yeah, he did it. They did a show for Prabhupada.
And then they gave speech on the end. And it's funny speech, Tamala Krishna, they gave, you remember? He said, "I initiate you, this professional. I initiate you." And he gave him a name, Muda something.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
Muda Das. Everybody was laughing, and they were they didn't know what it means, but they were just laughing. "You are Muda Das." And it was like, he said, "This was actually yours."
And also, I can tell you a personal experience. When I first joined the temple, then it's been about 6 months into that issuing that Radha Krishna Temple album, and we were very popular then, and we were in the charts still. But what happened was Prabhupada sent Guru Das and Yamuna, Malati and Shamasunda. Well, Malati was there, Shamasunda was there, but some of them had already gone to India, and Sri Bhupanath was there. And so he said to me, Sri Rural said, we have a program, the Radha Krishna Temple program. You want to come with on the program? I was just a new bhakta. Hardly knew how to play cartels. I just had, you know, shaved head and robes and everything. So he hired this old Bedford van, and we drove up to a working man's club in Halifax. And it was amazing, because we were still listed, Radha Krishna Temple was still managed by a company of managers, a group managers, and they'd got this gig in this Halifax Working Man's Club. So we went in the back, the performer's entrance in the back of the club, and we were about five or six of us, and Tri Bhuvanath was the leader. And we stood behind the curtain. So funny. And you could hear the clink of cups and the smell of cigarettes and beer. And you could just imagine what it was, a really low-class place. And they were used to like pop groups and good dancers and everything. And here we were, we hardly knew how to play cartels or anything. So then it announced, Radha Krishna Temple! And then the curtains opened. And then Sri Bhuvanath was there with the Madanga. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya. And we were playing like, and the guys were going, what's this? And then, you know, they quickly, after we chanted for, you know, 10, 15 minutes, 15 minutes or something, they said, okay, thanks very much. And we went up, we went back to, they gave us 60 quid. And we went back, it was a lot of money in those days. And we went all the way back.
It was like 2 weeks' wages.
But then, but then that was similar, that was the time when Mukunda, he got a letter from Prabhupada and said, we're not professionals, we don't want to continue with this, being a, you know, managed by professional managers to be a pop group. We don't want that.
But that's how I first, I think that was how I first met the Hare Krishnas. I'm not sure whether it was in the shop or whether it was, it was at a club. You know, I'd gone for some dancing.
Really?
And that's how I first met the devotees in like 1969 or something.
Really?
And they were performing at this club I used to go to in Wolverhampton.
Wolverhampton, yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe that was the same thing.
It wasn't.
It was built as Radha Krishna Temple.
Yeah. The devotees used to do it all up and down the country in those days. And the people liked it. You know, the Wolverhampton people. They like anything. It was, yeah. And then they gave out this, like, Bombay mix of prasadam. I took one look at that and no way I was going to eat it.
But what if devotees go to the other extreme? Like, you can try and be very professional and like lose the
spontaneity,
but you could also go to the other extreme and like not care how you dress, what people think when they see you. You know, like all the devotees had like odd socks and you know, like dirty old trainers and you know. Should we consider like how we look, or is that too professional?
I think it depends on that. I know I read in that Radha Damodar Vilas book that the chanting party in Broadway looked very smart. They all had the right same coloured dhotis and they had a nice formation and they danced really attractively.
Well, everyone used to
and
do
attracted
the
big crowds.
Dance tomorrow,
yeah.
Didn't they? You know, everyone did in like the Swami dance.
Yeah.
It's different to now.
But then if you're doing the same thing at, say, Glastonbury Festival on our own stage, that professional kind of approach may not be so good for that kind of audience.
Yeah.
They may take it that we're just professionals and not real people. Yeah. You know what I thought when we were in Gothenburg yesterday? I was meditating on this. I was thinking that those people are really straight. And they have money and they're sitting in the restaurant drinking their wine and, you know, looking out the window. I thought we must have looked like a bunch of gypsies.
I thought so.
What?
I also thought that we might look like gypsies.
I think they know the Hare Krishnas in Gothenburg. They used to have a temple there, didn't they, years ago?
Yeah, they're still, the restaurant is...
Well, what are gypsies? I don't know. They're nomad people. And they're alternative, they're outside.
But why would we look like gypsies?
Because we're all wearing different colours. Everyone was wearing different clothes and shoes.
Especially when you go out with the Hare now.
Especially with my hat on.
Because we're all wearing different...
We should all wear hats like yours.
Nobody had this... We didn't have a uniform at all.
We should all wear a hat like yours.
Hey, the sun's come out.
Yeah. The sun's got his hat on.
I was just aware that they may be looking at us thinking, what a weird bunch we are.
Yeah, but should we consider... Should we care about that? I think we should.
According to time and circumstance,
I
would have thought for Gothenburg, it's a very middle class area. But Gothenburg was a very kind of middle class area. Would have been nice if we'd had looked more uniformed. Mm. And would have thought, we're a Buddhist group, or they may have given more respect.
Yeah, actually, I thought.
Traditional is good.
Huh?
I talked with one of the people there, and she said that this is like this dancing they do before weddings. People go out, so they used to this. They thought it was something like that. Before someone's.
Before marriage party, yeah.
Well, in India.
Not the Danish word for it, but not the English. Just the day before you get married, you go and get drunk and you do all crazy stuff.
A hen party or...
That could be...
In India they have some dancers who are completely stoned out their brains on bhang and ganja, and they dance all evening in front of the wedding party.
But to give an extreme again, like, if when the Buddhists wear, like, I don't know, baseball caps and training shoes, and it looks... I'm just giving my opinion, but it looks like confusing to people because we're presenting a sort of very ancient tradition. Mm. So it looks like we're sort of like a bit of a hodgepodge of East and West sometimes.
What did Tribhuvanath say? What was Tribhuvanath's
policy? You mean Tribhuvanath while he was wearing his odd socks? What did he say? I mean, come on!
Maybe in the
When we went on Oxford Street, we didn't care so much about our appearance, really. Yeah. Whether we were wearing this coloured jacket or that jacket. We had shaved heads, we had robes.
You know what, Maharaj, a slightly different, from a different angle. It's like in London, because we do Hare Nam all the while, everyone's got to know us, and to some, here's the Haris, they all join in, because we do it regularly.
Yeah.
Whereas somewhere like that, because there's no real preaching, I can't comment on what's happening in the Kshetra, but because they're not used to it, what it needs, if you have more Hare Nams, then people get used to it, and it just becomes part of the culture. It's just like in Watford, where like we'll get invited to other things, their carnivals, their interfaith groups, because they're used to us. We've become a part of mainstream society, if you like. So that's all if we just carry on preaching, I don't even think it matters how you look, as long as you do it, and eventually you become part of the society.
Yeah. It's true.
Also in London, you don't really have a choice. It's really who you get for Hare Nam. It's not like about organizing, it's like who's going to turn up,
Well, one thing in London is good, I think. It's good there to have a variety of devotees in different, like, you know, you have some really traditional looking monks, you have some kind of hippie looking people, or just normal looking people with different, like, trousers or shirts and everything. Because that's good there, because it shows that it's for everyone.
Inclusive is the word. I like that too.
But also, you know, it's like to join a movement like the Hare Krishna movement, you have to be a bit of a free soul. You know what I mean? You can't be like, I mean, you have to have some kind of free thinking away from what mainstream people. So if the minute these three free thinking souls that will join a movement like this, once you start telling them, you know, wear this and wear that, then it's gonna, you know, it's against the very spirit of the kind of people that join the Hare Krishna movement, don't you think? If people start telling me I've got to wear this and do that, it's like, oh, count me out, not going on this hurry now.
But yeah, in Radha-Dhamma-Dhar Vilas, it was Tamal Krishna that got the uniforms together. But everyone was so attracted to Vishnu Jan's kirtan.
Exactly.
They were in ecstasy anyway.
It wasn't the uniform, it was Vishnu Jan that everyone was attracted to.
Yeah, yeah, not the uniforms.
In fact, I'd say that... oh, no, I'm not going to say it, it's offensive. But, you know, I don't think a uniform attracts people. Let's put it that way.
It can put people off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It certainly put me off.
It kind of looks like a very sectarian thing, because when everything is very...
Because we're individuals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I first saw the devotees, I was on Portobello Road. It was on a Sunday morning, it was cold winter day, and I heard the chink, chink, chink coming up under the bridge in Portobello Road, by, you know, Ladbrook Grove Inn. And then I saw the devotees, and they were all shaved heads, tealock robes. And it was so cold, they'd been dancing for all the way from Notting Hill Gate. There's steam coming from their body.
Oh, wow.
And I looked at them and I thought, oh, God, this is horrible. And I just ran away. I thought, I don't want anything to do with this. Because they look like zombies. So I thought, they're zombies.
Fresh
autumn! Is the rain stopped?
Yeah.
Srila Prabhupada ki!
I mean, see the fact that
people... It was only...